This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
This month in the news, the origin of high-energy jets and a baby Kuiper belt. Active galactic nuclei are some of the brightest objects in the universe, emitting large amounts of radiation across the electromagnetic spectrum. As such, they are an extremely interesting category of objects for astronomers to observe, especially in the radio band, where a number of AGN and their host galaxies exhibit phenomena known as jets and lobes. The emission from these radio galaxies is due to a process called synchrotron radiation, whereby free electrons are accelerated to relativistic speeds by magnetic fields, and emit light at radio wavelengths. The result is usually quite spectacular, showing astronomers a pair of very large lobes of extremely hot gas, even plasma in this case, coming away from the nucleus of the galaxy in symmetrical fashion. These are suspected to be generated by very compact and energetic jets, also made up of plasma, which are somehow beamed out of the galactic nucleus, and which link the nucleus and the lobes. These are sometimes visible in active radio galaxies. Despite their brightness, comparatively little is known so far about these radio-loud AGN and their interesting jets and lobes. They are predominantly found in elliptical galaxies, although there is no single explanation for this. Many complementary theories have been put forward, such as more massive black holes being found in ellipticals, or a richer intergalactic medium. Another mystery was why some AGN possessed visible jets and lobes, and others did not. This appears to have been solved recently by a team of astronomers using the Hubble Telescope's Wide Field Camera 3 to study a population of known radio galaxies. As they were investigating the images, they realized that all the galaxies they were looking at were the product of mergers, that is to say, the collision of two galaxies to form one. When this happens, the black holes at the center of the two parent galaxies end up rotating around each other at extremely high energies to finally merge. This huge burst of power appears to be what powers the extremely energetic jets. The work was done by Marco Chiaberge and colleagues at the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore. They studied a sample of 19 of these radio galaxies and found that all of them had irregular shapes and regions of intense star formation, which are both telltale signs of a recent merger. Some mergers don't produce jets, but this could be due to the fact that the black holes involved in the process are still falling towards each other and haven't actually merged together yet properly. In the case that they do come together, the final, larger black hole would be spinning faster and have a stronger magnetic field than the previous two, thus ejecting charged particles to its surrounding disk of gas at extremely high speeds and powering the spectacular outflows that radio astronomers see. While the precise mechanism of the jets and lobes is still not known, this discovery lends credence to the theory that the black holes are behind it all. In other news, astronomers have discovered debris around a nearby star that looks a lot like the Kuiper Belt. The Kuiper Belt is the region of our solar system beginning just after Neptune, extending to up to 50 AU, or astronomical units, away from the Sun. It is home to a host of small asteroids and bodies made up of ices, so this is water ice but also methane ice and ammonia ice, and three dwarf planets. Most famous of them is Pluto, but we also have Haumea and Makemake. Astronomers suspect that most of the material in the Kuiper Belt is left over from the formation of the icy planets in our solar system. A team of scientists using the Gemini Planet Imager, an instrument on the Gemini South Telescope in Chile, have discovered a ring of material extremely similar to the Kuiper Belt around a nearby star that's just 15 million years old, which is it's a mere baby in astronomical terms. The star is only about 360 light-years from our solar system, and the ring of debris surrounding it is located about the same distance that the Kuiper Belt is from our own Sun. It also receives roughly the same amount of light as the Kuiper Belt does from our Sun. This discovery is an extremely important find, as it could enable astronomers to study a system very similar to our own solar system, still in its infancy. They have also found that the center of the ring is offset from the star, which could suggest the presence of an unseen exoplanet as large as Jupiter. Observations of the system will continue, and another instrument similar to the GPI, called SPHERE, is also looking for such systems. With more discoveries bound to come, the history of our solar system will slowly begin to reveal its secrets. Finally, Construction of the 30-meter telescope, or TMT, on the Hawaiian mountain Mauna Kea is going to go ahead as planned. But the rules and regulations governing astronomical facilities located on the mountain are going to undergo significant change. Mauna Kea is seen as a sacred space by the Hawaiian people, and the many telescopes that have been built on the mountain since the 1960s are seen by some as violations of an important cultural site. Protests broke out in April and halted the construction after it began, despite the project having gone through a long permissions process to be able to go forward. The land TMT and other telescopes are built on is leased by the University of Hawaii from the Hawaiian government as a science reserve. The TMT construction is set to resume, but on the condition that 25% of the other telescopes located on the reserve would cease operations and shut down by the time TMT is ready. It remains unclear how these telescopes will proceed, and a number of legal challenges are being fought in the Hawaiian courts. This issue highlights the ethical and cultural issues that astronomers can face when looking for appropriate telescope sites, and whatever transpires will be of great interest to the broader astronomical community.